Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. Damn right!
We're celebrating 25 years of Harlem World. Make some noise for that. We got some legendary people in the building that are going to join the conversation just a little bit later. B, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling lovely, man. You know, when you come to Harlem, it's a little sparkly up here, you know?
Like this backdrop,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
This lovely backdrop.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, Harlem, it's going to look amazing in the pictures.
I love that uptown energy, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. Well, we're going to get into some uptown energy, man. Y'all ready to get to this hard to earn? Let's make some noise one time. Yeah. All right, B, let's set it off, man.
All right. We got first song.
What's the first song in the album?
Well, first off, okay, hold up. So this is... It's 1997. What was going on? What's going on in your life? Mace is one of the top spitters. Young guy.
For sure.
Debut album.
For sure.
Pretty Boy under Diddy.
Right.
Unfortunately, Biggie had just passed.
Yeah.
So he's taking the Bad Boy flag on.
I think it was just a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, pressure. You coming from the mixtape era. He made a lot of noise in that space, obviously. Being with Bad Boy, which was the biggest thing in the game to be a part of at that time, right. And on the heels of Big's death. You know, this album came out later on in that year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Big passed in March, yeah. And we get this debut album from Mace in October. So that's a whole lot of pressure. Let's see if he delivered.
Especially
on
for your
joint.
First album, right?
For sure, for sure.
I mean, you know, following Big's footsteps is already crazy, but for your first album, that's crazy. So
absolutely.
First record.
I do want to talk about Puff's intro because it's just
okay.
It's just hilarious that it's very Puff Daddy like that. The first thing you hear on Mace's album is Puff's voice. I just wanted to point that out. It's very, very Diddy.
What else would you expect?
Very, very Diddy. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But as we get into the first joint, Do You Want to Get Money? So this is not our first time hearing Mace. Like I said, he's made his rounds on the mixtapes and he's made his round on features and Puff's album. So we know what the conversation is going to be about. It's about money. It's about fly shit. It's about young, good energy and Harlem shit. So I think Do You Want to Get Money is a great way to start the album because it feels very familiar. It's like what we've already known and heard from Mace. So I think he starts off on a real good tone.
I mean, you know, everybody, most of the time when rappers have their first album, right, the first thing you want to do is you want to address the haters, right? Folks,
right.
Folks who didn't believe in you. If you've had your first album. Right,
God did. Oh.
God did. You have your first album. Of course, you want to give thanks and appreciate the people that roll with you, right? But like you know us. You know, when you ain't come from nothing, you petty yet. When you get it, you kind of petty. So you know, it's like not only do I have a rap deal, not only do I have a first album, but I'm rocking with the number one team. There's no
For
bigger
sure.
rap label in 1997. Than
no,
me.
It's the Bulls. They the Bulls.
Excellent. This is why you're my partner, man.
Appreciate it. So the content is about getting money. Yeah. You know, but it's like with all this money that we can make. Why we hate, right? And I think that I want to start in that space because that's a reoccurring theme through the album. You
right,
know, like
right.
This song is More Money, More Problems, Jealousy, you know, Breeze, Envy, and things of that nature. And I think that Mace is getting a healthy dose of that hate coming off of the success that he's had moving into his solo project.
Yeah, I mean, Big Bad Boy is number one. So, of course, when you're number one, you're going to get nothing but the hate. You got to also remember... Mace was the one who coined the phrase PhD, right?
Yeah. That's in my notes. I read my shit.
I got you. So what do you think, song-wise? What do you think?
Song-wise, I think it's a dope way to start the album. I like the energy on it. And we love a Kelly Price feature.
You know how we do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you new to this Hard to Earn thing, a few of the albums that we reviewed, my brother's here, what up, King? That have had Kelly Price features, we always marvel over those. We always kind of...
I mean, you. There's no bad Kelly Price feature.
Nah.
There's no such thing.
Yeah, yeah, nah. She sounds amazing.
And she sounds amazing on this record.
The third verse for me, it brings it all together. You know, he kind of like culminates what the story is about and what we're going to get into on the album. It's going to be some money talk. It's going to be some hater talk. It's going to be some talk about these ladies. Right. So let's get into it. I gave Do You Want to Get Money at 8 to start.
I gave.
You gave?
I gave it.
I gave it.
An 8.
Oh, okay.
I'm scared now. You know, when we start agreeing, it gets nervous, you know?
Yeah, because that means I'm fucking up.
We, again, for those who are not familiar with the Hard to Earn podcast, we go at it. So when we start agreeing too early, I get nervous because a storm's coming.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Take What's Yours. Second joint on the project.
This might be my favorite beat on the album.
Really?
Yeah, if not, it's definitely second. If not, okay. First. I love this beat. I think it's Nasheem. I think Nasheem produced this. And if anybody who's not familiar with Nasheem, I mean, you know, everything from
Hitman, Heavy.
What's Beef? You know what I'm saying? There we go. I mean, anyway, too many.
Oh, there's some hip hop in here. Some hip hop people in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Heard y'all.
Anyway, love Nasheem. Always love Nasheem's production. And this beat is crazy.
For sure.
Mace, of course, kills it, right? Now, here's the thing about it, right? Whether you love, like, you know what I'm saying, you're indifferent to a Mace record, one thing you're going to get is bars.
For sure, for sure. Okay? And thank you for saying that.
Absolutely. You're going to get that.
That's the purest, right? You know, especially in the shiny suit era, as we like to call it, or the bad boy era. It was very shiny. It was very glitzy.
I want to talk about this.
And it was definitely a move from the underground, the Tims, the hoodies, the chew sticks, and shit like that. And a lot of people didn't receive it well. A lot of people were not fond of it. They thought it was fucking the game up or what have you.
I was people.
But I feel like...
I was people.
You was people?
I was people.
I mean, I might have been people, but I also understood why we needed that shit too, right? I understood the balance that was necessary and how to grow the shit. And I also just like fucking good records.
Hold up, but did you understand it then or did you come to understand it?
I understood it. I always understood. I understood why a quote-unquote chick record was made. I understood why a certain sample was used. I won't say it was my favorite all the time, but I understood the business early.
Okay, all right. You got it.
You know what I'm saying?
I understood the sampling part of it. But yes, the whole... I mean, when you sell the nickel bags at, you know, certain age, like, you're not going to understand a guy talking all the champagne stuff. And
for sure, for sure.
I was talking short money, you know what I'm saying?
I love that DMX is on there. Rest in peace to the dog. Y'all make some noise for the dog.
Love this hook.
I love that DMX is on the album twice, actually.
This is prompt. This is the beginning of DMX.
Oh, my God.
Like, DMX is also one of the hottest dudes, right? And this is why DMX was popular, because... You had Mace over here representing the shiny stuff, Pretty Boy, blah, blah. And then you had DMX represented the antithesis of all of this. Mm-hmm. This is why Get At Me Dog was it. Because while those guys were flossing at the Rollies, he's over there looking at the guys that robbed the guys. Who
right,
were flossing
exactly.
At the Rollies,
right? Yeah, man. And this is also Mace reminding you that he's murder. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you get on this album is, I think, is a great balance of the shit that Bad Boy needed to sell some records. And the shit that Mace came from that he didn't want to abandon. You know what I'm saying? I think that was a great balance.
But I want
project.
You to give some context too, right? Because you're throwing these phrases out there. We're a little older than some folks in here. You said murder. Murder right. Mace. Murder Mace is different from Feel So Good.
Very much.
So can you explain to the people who Murder Mace is?
I mean, he said I was murder. P. Diddy made me pretty. I did it for the money. And can you get with me? You know what I'm saying?
I understand the line. I'm talking
He said, I was murder for 6 years, seeing no cream from it. Drop murder off, Mace woke up at Teen Summit. You know what I mean? Like, he letting you know, all that street shit is dope, but let's get to this bread. And if you don't know, Murder Mace, Rest in Power, Bloodshed, Cam'ron, Children of the Corn, Street, Underground, rap shit, but...
That's when we first got introduced to Mace. You know, the folks who tapped into the singles, you know, they got with Mace at the beginning of his studio career, but like, Mace got introduced to us through the mixtape era. He's always been a lyrical guy, but like he was doing that hardcore Cam stuff way before the Bad Boy stuff. So, you know,
for sure,
he got
for
back
sure.
to that is what my partner's trying to say.
You take dough from Mace, might as well send it back. I got thugs everywhere. Where you going to spend it at? Like, this is a bar.
Big.
This is a bar. Like, oh, you took something from me? Well, where will you spend it? Because I got street people everywhere. The shit I spit at y'all come in one size fit all. I always thought that was just like real witty. You know what I'm saying?
Also, I love like, this is the song that when Kanye got the Rockefeller chain, he was on stage, and I'm a gay mad more cream.
Yeah.
He took that line from this song.
For sure, for sure. Yeah. So it's part of the vernacular. It's part of the conversation. It's part of this hard to earn conversation. What did you give it, B?
I told you I love this song.
Oh, shit.
I love this. If not my favorite beat on the album, it's my second favorite beat. And you might know what my favorite beat is if it's not this one. But this is a 9, man.
It's a 9 for you.
It's a 9.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Hook.
Solid.
Dog
Solid.
Song is amazing. Lyrics. Beat is crazy. You got Nasheem. I mean, it's like an all-star run.
For sure. For sure. And just, you know, just for the fact that obviously one of the things that we do here at Hard to Earn as well is how did the record age? Like, even if we loved it in 97, how do we feel about it in 2022? This record still sounds amazing. And unfortunately, DMX is gone now. So anytime I hear DMX in rare form, it just makes me
in
feel
rare
great.
Rare form.
You know what I mean? It makes me
in
feel great.
Form.
I gave it a 9 as well. That's, I gave it a 9 as
no,
well. Let's go.
We got two. Woo!
Yeah,
I
gotta start drinking.
It's gonna get ugly later.
One of us is fucking up. As we proceed, will they die for you?
As we proceed.
A crazy joint featuring Puff and Lil' Kim.
Ooh.
Another thing I noticed about this album as we went back to it, Mace had a lot of features on his debut.
A decent amount. It didn't feel like too many. It sounded good.
He had a lot though. Like, you figure, obviously, he had made a name for himself, but you got DMX on a couple joints. You got Diddy. You got Kim. You got
C's.
You got C's on
Hove.
The joint. You got
Hove's
Hove
on here.
You got Hove.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Want to join? And we'll definitely.
We're not even getting to the singers, right?
We're definitely going to deep dive that whole feature, though. Yes, talk to me about how you feel about this joint.
I mean, it's interesting, right? Because around this time, this song is very much about like loyalty, right? Of course, street loyalty. And, you know, around this time, this is like money, power, respect time. Like, you know, earning your keep, having your crew, that loyalty was very big now.
Right.
Like, crews, you know, hip hop was still rather young. Crews weren't beefing like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of solidarity in that regard. So, you know, it's like we getting money now. We got to watch out for the haters and watch out for the envious folks. So, like, but the people in your circle, are they really with you? You
right.
know what I mean? So
right.
I thought that as a new artist, seeing new money coming up in the game, this is it's a good topic, you know, because he has to watch who's around him.
For sure. So the thing that always struck me odd about this record is that it uses the same sample as Get At Me, Dog, right? The BT Express sample. Mm. And they use in different ways, both dope records. Obviously, Get At Me, Dog is what it is, and there's nothing that can really fuck with it. But I always like this joint. I think that Kim stole a show on this record.
Kim definitely stole the show. But before we get to Kim, right, one of the reasons why I think she stole the show is that it's interesting listening to Mace, because you talk about Murder, Mace was back. He's talking a lot of, like, not just gun talk, street talk, right, which right now, you know, back then I didn't really believe as much. But, like, he's also talking a lot of, like, get back revenge stuff, which
right.
is interesting coming 7 months after Biggie gets killed. The fact that Puff let this rock was really surprising. Because, you know, that was crazy. That was heavy.
Right,
he was very much a part of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Puff was on those Downfall records and the ad-libs and all of that. So it was very interesting that, like, he allowed Mace to become so aggressive streetwise, especially specifically with revenge stuff, you know what I mean, after this.
You know what's crazy about this joint, and probably why, another reason why I feel Kim stole the show, is that this is also the mixtape era. And sometimes the verses that we heard on the album were joints that we already heard on mixtapes. And this is one of those verses. I don't know if it was a Clue tape or, you know.
Had to be.
Had to be Clue. He was running
97?
Shit.
97? Had to be.
Mace went off, but because I heard the verse already, it was a little more underwhelming on the album. I
actually forgot about that.
Yeah. And then especially the way Kim came, and you motherfucking right, I'm a roll my motherfucking dog. You know what I'm saying? Like her tone, her delivery, her cadence, just, you know. Let's make some noise for Kim one time. We love Kim. We love Kim. How we feel about this record, though, B? Where did it land for you?
I mean, it's about an 8. You know what I'm saying? Again, he got the show Stolen by Kim. The lyrics, he's always lyrical, but again, like him being so aggressive and like, you know, that's not really what I want from Ace. There are records like, you know, Niggas Done Started Something, which I love.
Oh my God.
You know
God.
What I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Incredible
like,
record.
It's those type of records. I love aggressive Mace, but like the blatant, like, you know, what I'm going to do to you stuff, I never really believed that stuff even back cool. then. So
got it.
It's an 8 for me.
8 for you. I gave it an 8.5.
Finally, we disagree. Good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. All right.
I feel
but
safe
not.
Now.
So, Neptune produced joint, like B said, third single.
Pharrell's on the hook. Folks did not know who the unknown guy named Pharrell Williams was at the time. Hook is hard. Of course, Puff is on it, talking that shit. This is peak Mace right here.
Yeah.
This Mace is bodying this shit.
If I'm not mistaken, I think this is obviously. The Neptunes became more household names when they started working with Nori, but I think this might have been their first like real look with a big artist and a single and all of that.
Well, they're big.
I mean, like where they're credited. I'm not okay. talking about like the Teddy Riley shit.
Rum Shaker?
Like, yeah.
They're on Rum Shaker.
I'm not talking about that.
Pretty
B.
big
I'm talking
song.
About like, you know, because I think Pharrell said he wasn't allowed to be in the video or something like that.
I don't know. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Really?
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, that was a big thing. Like Pharrell had to get his weight up. Again, this is. Again, peak Mace, he is just, his pen is like silk on this, man. Mm-hmm.
Like he sounds great.
He sounds amazing. It's the creamy flow, like he's bounced on it. It's the Neptune sound before we even know what a Neptune sound is.
For sure.
Right? Like, why do we like this? We don't know. You'll find out in about 5 years. Keep listening, right?
One thing I have in my notes is that it's simple, but it's effective.
That's the best.
Like, it
the
gets the job are. Done. It gets the job done.
The best songs
It's
are.
Not overproduced. It's not doing too much. Mace sounds great. He sinks right into the music.
Right.
And, it's simple. It's simple, but effective, man. Verses is hard. The chorus is still, I don't know how it holds up as strongly 25 years later. Why you over here looking at me while my girl standing here? But I still sing it. You know what I mean? Obviously, the room still loves it.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that. Stop,
would you
give
me?
Stop doing that. Stop doing that. 9.
A 9?
9.
Oh, this guy is genius.
Big tune.
This is Bonsu DeGeneres tonight. This
big
guy
tune.
Is giving out.
Big tune.
Giving out numbers. I gave it a 9 as well.
Look at that. Torre DeGeneres. Look at that.
Yeah, but we don't normally do this like this.
I know. We offer one song, but it's cool. But
I tell you what's not getting a 9.
Shit, the next song. Go ahead.
As we get into it, Love You So, Billy Lawrence. Let's let that rock, actually, for a little bit, Ty.
Love You So?
Yeah, let's let it rock just so that people can feel it. This shit is hard.
Wait.
Don't get gassed by the sample.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
First off, this came out in October of 97.
Right.
You know what came out before this?
What?
Firm Biz.
Mm.
The first single to the Firm album has this sample.
Interesting.
So, I mean, we're gonna get to this. We have a special guest in the house tonight. We'll ask about this. But I'm wondering, did they intend for this to be a single? And then, you know, Foxy Nazi Nazi came out with their single. And
well, here's what I'm going to say about it. When it drops, it feels good. Because why? We love Square Biz. We love, you know, Rest Up. Tina Marie, we love that song. We love Oh Boy by Rolls Royce, where the hook comes from. But this record is so glittery.
So what?
Glittery.
Yeah, I mean, it's Bad Boy.
It's very
Bad Boy 97.
It's very,
it's called the Shiny
literally,
Suit.
Literally have it's very Bad Boy 97.
It's called the Shiny Suit era.
But it was too much for me. It was too much saccharine.
Too much.
It was just over for me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like just super, super cleaned up, super, super shiny.
It was.
I mean, Mace sounds good on it. It's a solid song, but I think that the balance that they found in making those more commercial or more appealing, mass appealing records,
right.
This one was just like extra. Like they put extra, you know what I mean? Extra pretty on it.
I get
what you think?
I think Firm Biz affects you, man. I think you hear Firm Biz when you hear this, man.
I don't even correlate the two, honestly.
Really?
Nope.
Really?
When you hear I this? Don't.
Wow. I feel like Firm owned this sample, so it was interesting. No?
No.
No?
No.
No?
I feel like Tina Marie owns it, but that's another story.
I think Rick James owns it, actually, but...
Right, you know, right. But, I'm talking about owns it as in she owned
I
the record.
You. I got you.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't really want to spend too much time on it. It features Billy Lawrence. I remember she had a joint with Rampage that I really liked. Back in the days as well. But yeah, this one is, like, we love Square Biz.
But Mace is killing this shit, though, man.
It's
wild barred up, man. Like
it's what I expect from Mace, though.
Yes, but it's not like Mace kills every single song. But like, his highlights, and like you talking about, if you take certain verses that are exceptional, it's absolutely one of them. Like, that's I think second or third verse. Like, he takes no bars off the whole line. Like,
interesting.
It's I'm telling you, man. I'm telling
okay.
you.
Okay. I mean, I think he spit it down, but like I said, I just think that it was for
chill
me.
With fellas that came up in it with.
Right.
Buy them all minks before December hit.
Right.
Player like Mace, revoke your membership. Cause it's a baller. Cause this is a baller club that without the benefits. Like, right. Those are bars. That's only like four bars.
I mean, Mace be going.
That's four bars. Yeah, yeah. Three verses on this.
Mace be going. This is three verse rap. This is the three verse rap.
There's a lot of three verse raps on this.
And I'm not mad at it.
I'm mad at it, man.
I gave this joint a 7.5 though.
Wow. I gave this an 8.5.
You gave it 7.5?
8.5.
Oh, you gave it 8.5?
8.5.
Wow.
8.5.
Interesting. Interesting. What y'all think? What y'all think about this?
Yeah, what y'all think?
This is our biggest. This is our.
Y'all fuck with me? Y'all fuck with me?
8.5? 8.5. 8.5. Make some noise for 8.5. Make some noise for 7.5. All right.
Okay.
The rest of y'all drink.
The rest of y'all got whiskey in y'all. Okay, got it. Cool. All
right, let's get to the next joint. Niggas Wanna Act featuring Busta Rhymes. Let's play this. Let's play this one, Tyler. Let's let this one ride out.
Yeah.
On one of our future episodes, we talk about, in this era, right, there were a lot of, like, now it's the year or it's the time of collaborations. Everybody's collabing. Everybody's doing records together. But then I think that the collaborations were way more strategic. And a lot of times artists were trying to tap into certain markets, tap into certain fan bases. Right. And I always felt like, although I understood it, it didn't always sonically sound good to my ears because I'm such a New Yorker. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I had yet to travel.
Right,
like,
right.
I didn't get none of that UGK shit until I went to Texas. I didn't get none of that short shit until I went to the Bay. I didn't understand.
Really?
I didn't get none. I mean, I knew why they liked it, but that shit was not for my palate until I went out there and saw it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you go to New Orleans, you get a dip. You understand that shit.
Like, understand, like, these collabs all happened. They all, I agree with you, they weren't all sonically pleasing, but they were necessary for the growth of hip-hop.
Oh, for sure.
And they were some fire joints, right? I mean, The World Is Filled, right? Too Short, Biggie, right? That's another joint. You got, again, UGK, Big Pimpin' was much later, but, like, they're still doing joints. I mean, there were so many records that...
Notorious Thugs, A Week Ago...
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Forget about it.
A week ago, exactly. You know, so this record is not one of those records that I love, though.
Oh, do tell.
This is not one of those records that I love. I love the sentiment, right? I don't, you know, you should respect women and not hoes. I'm all for that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? But I think, like, there's a lot, it's super misogyny, so, like, it doesn't age well, right? It sounds like Mace is in somebody else's crib when they're supposed to be in his crib.
Right.
That's the problem with it.
I feel like
if you're gonna have a guest on your album, they have to meet you instead of you meeting them. It sounds like he traveled to go meet them instead of vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So it sounds very much like a Suave House record.
But I think that's the point. The point
is No. That's not the point. The point is for you to bring their audience to you, not for you to go towards their audience.
I think the point is to have something that resonates in a different market. You know, if you bring them to you, then you make a New York record, and then they sound maybe out of place. But if the aim is to get players out there and perform and go out there and do shows, and you touch that stage and you hit them with Play Away and they write in their home and they feel it, I think that's the goal. I think the goal is to make that move out there. You know what I'm saying? Up north, you already who you are. It's to make that move out there, is to be able to travel, especially do shows and shit like that. So I think sonically they made the right choice. I just, for me, I'm like, again, I'm a Brooklyn, New Yorker.
I don't think if we go to Memphis, man, we go to Alabama, we go to Atlanta, I don't think anybody's, if you mention their favorite Mace record, anybody's bringing this record up.
Yeah. So with that said, then, B, how do you rate this song? Not the whistle.
Yeah, that's what you hear before the bomb drops.
Not the whistle.
I gave it a 7.
You gave it a 7?
Yeah.
I think it's 7.5.
Okay, yeah. There we go. All right, then.
Think so, it's 7.5.
It's not a great song. We both agree it's not a great song.
But I get it.
Next song.
My bad. Now we can get to what was I going to? Niggas Wanna Act.
There we go.
Let's let that rock.
Yeah.
Is Mace and Busta Rhymes an odd pairing to y'all? No. It makes all the sense in the world.
Why not? Why not?
It's not conventional.
See, yeah. So are you saying this is an odd pairing?
I'm asking.
Well, everything good is not what? I can't hear you. Wait, you think
everything is good is not always conventional, is what you said.
Yeah, most good things are not conventional. But what you think this is an odd pairing, Tol?
No, I'm asking.
I'm asking you.
Do I think it's an odd pairing? I think it's unconventional.
Okay. Only because. So you think it's an odd pairing? Okay.
Only because of the way it's structured, right? Like Mace leads the hook, but you hear Buster. Why undertone, and then as the hook gets to the second half, it rises up. But then it's like never any ad-libs and no shit talking or a verse from Busta.
I don't understand why they use Busta the way they used him. First of all, I don't think it's an odd pairing because everybody knows Busta has a strong connection to Bad Boy, right?
For sure.
Puff
for
is
sure.
the reason why.
For sure.
Throw your hands where your eyes can see. Was like, that's the reason why.
I mean,
Puff is the reason for that
record,
right?
There's Victory, there's Pastor Kavassier.
Flavor in Your Ear remix was the beginning.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
There's tons of records.
Exactly. So this is not an odd pairing, but I don't understand. Like, you don't put Busta on your hook to have him under Mace. You give him the hook. Because really, like, the hook, the reason why this hook works is because of Busta.
Especially when he's screaming out, you get wild, we get wild. Like, let him go crazy.
If you want somebody to growl on your record, you get Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, you know for sure. He's spitting more talk about hate. He's getting more talk about the hate he's getting since Final Success. This is the era of Popping the Session ended up on the song. Yeah, so those were not my notes on it. But again, right, like this is a common thread in the album now. Like there's a lot of hate coming Mace's way. Absolutely. He's young, he's pretty, he's getting money.
Yeah.
There's skits on here about don't call my girl. So I said, stop giving my girl your number. He said, who's your girl? He said, don't worry about all that. Well, how am I gonna not give her the number again? but I digress, man. How you feel about this song as a whole, though?
I think it's a hard joint, man. I think it sounds very much like this album, right? It's not one of the best records, but it's still a very strong joint. Dame Reese produced it. Mm. Classic stuff, you know, DMX on and on and on. So I think it's a good pairing. Is it Mace's best work? Absolutely not. But I was wondering, like, why did he take a shot at Dame? Dame Dash caught a bullet.
So here's what my assumption is. I think that's a Harlem thing.
Well, first off, because we all know, like, we have our new episode is the 25th anniversary of Volume 1, right? Jay-Z, right?
Great episode. Make sure y'all check that when it drops.
Amazing episode. That's our next episode. But while we were reviewing that album, we realized that Jay was also taking a lot of shots at Mace. Mm-hmm. Right? The whole, you know, your singles 99 cents for $1. I can match, you know, album, match up triple platinum artist, buckle buck by only my single going gold. Like, those are shots worth throwing at Mace, right? So, but Jay's on this album. So it's interesting that not only is Jay on this album, but he says, he says with his own voice, I rock with Jay, but I don't fuck with Dame.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, I guess we'll get some clarity from our guests, but.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what I assumed, again, was that was more of a Harlem thing and not a Dame Dash that we know from Rockefeller, but Dame that came up with all of them. Obviously, Cam and Dame known each other for years, and I just think that might just be some Harlem shit. But
okay.
Let's bring
stop,
our guest.
Stop, you got to stop. I know you do. Stop.
Let's bring our guest up, though, B. D-Dot is here, y'all.
So not only is D-Dot a legendary producer, not only is he the executive producer of this album? He also is the mad rapper.
Yeah. I'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. We'll get to that. First of all, I'd like to shout everybody that came to support.
For sure,
the
for sure.
To earn.
Thank you.
For sure.
Harlem World. My man B, my man T, and your man D is here. Let's do it.
BDT, let's go.
D-Dot, take me back to 97. We touched on this earlier in the conversation, but unfortunately, Big is no longer here. The flagship artist of Bad Boy, there are other artists on the roster, but Big is Big. Big is one of the biggest things in the game. It's a huge void left. And now you got Mace, who was already there and primed to go, but now the full entire spotlight is on him, and you're tasked with the responsibility, or maybe you take the responsibility of making this album. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, how did you become executive producer?
So by 97, I had earned my stripes by doing things. I made Puff some money, and he just saw something in me and said, you know, hey, particularly after I made some music, he said, I want you to come on board Bad Boy 96, and one of the artists when I came that he signed while I was there was Mace. Mace and I didn't click the first time I met him. I'm Brooklyn. He's Harlem.
Chill.
That was a real thing. It was a real rivalry.
We super Brooklyn up here.
When I met Mace, when I heard him first, I was familiar with the Children of the Corn. But when I met him, he was in full-fledged Mace form.
It was very shiny, ladies and gentlemen.
It wasn't shiny.
Not a Vaseline?
It wasn't shiny. It was Muhammad Ali style.
Mm.
It was. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was like, hey, I'm here to make all of y'all. Everybody okay? You just follow me. I'm the new.
Wow. Wait, hold on. This is 96?
This is early. This is, you know.
So he's like this wild biggest signed to Bad Boy as well?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. This is interesting now.
This is why he's signed. This is why he's signed, because there's a glimmer of light coming off him when he walks in the room.
Uh-huh.
But I'm Brooklyn style, so I'm kind of mellow fellow. Like, let's, while we in this walls here in the studio, let's take all that costume shit off and let's, you know.
Right.
Let's get to work.
Yeah.
So it didn't click right away. Right. It was a couple of, you know.
A couple rounds.
Yeah. And then I realized, because I did so well with Big and Puff, it was like, okay, I know what I got to do. He don't realize that I was him in the 90s. So by the time I was with them, I was treating them like, y'all niggas don't even Big. Y'all don't even know how good y'all got it, even though it ain't good. It was better than mine.
I hope y'all caught that. I hope y'all got that.
Hope that ain't go over your head.
Yeah. But it ain't mine. It ain't my time. So I'm going to show y'all how to really, really grind. You know what I'm saying? So
bars.
When me and Mace had that one-on-one in the room, when I realized that's what I needed to do, the whole shit changed, and he became the valedictorian.
What was the temperature like for the Mace project? Obviously, it was heavily and highly anticipated. He already had success on records, and y'all needed something to pop, right? They needed to see what Bad Boy was going to do once Big was gone. So what was the?
We did. We had the transition. The transition was Puff's album.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need to keep. No Way Out. That was the transition album, which was a great album, by the way. But that was the transition to secure Mace. The stuff we did with Big and 112 and all that.
Hey, y'all, what's up? It's Devin here from Money Honeys. If you're a fan of learning about your business and finances through storytelling and pop culture, then you got to be sure to check out and subscribe to Money Honeys, a show that covers the nitty-gritty of maintaining your personal wealth through fun conversation. And you know what? It's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
It's cool, but it still was no guarantee that we was going to jump off and do pop numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So Puff's album was like, okay, let's put the nail in the coffin for Bad Boy, for the Hitmen, and for the next 3-4 acts we got coming. The piggyback game is in full effect.
Mm-hmm.
Guest appearances, remixes, we in-house.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want to say something real quick about the niggas want to act, we can act.
Okay.
Cheer.
Shout you out. Here's why. Mace shouts my name out at the beginning of the record.
Right.
So people think I produced the record. Technically, I didn't produce the record. Grease produced.
Dame Grease.
Right.
But technically, I produced the record.
Right.
So
break that down, but that needs to be broken down.
So what I'm saying to you, who Derek Angeletti was to Bad Boy, to the Mace album and all that, and this is an apology, but also an explanation. All we needed was them guys' beats, some of them.
Right.
And we'll take it from here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hitman shit. Yeah.
I got it from here.
It's a difference between a beat maker and a producer.
Absolutely. Right.
So
absolutely.
When they saw it, some of them, not all of them, and this is no disrespect to no producer, because they know I respect them all, because I was on that grind. But sometimes those words, produced by, don't always mean that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And especially when it comes to the Hitmen, because...
Especially when it comes to Hitmen. Derek Angeletti, B.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
The leader of the Hitmen, right? But I'm saying you guys were incredible. The thing is, they call you guys a production team, but I always felt like you guys were hip-hop composers.
I appreciate that.
The elements that you guys added to it, like, that's what made Somebody's Gotta Die. That's what made... You know what I'm saying? Those elements is what made those songs classic.
So a lot of songs you hear on here, for example, the Pharrell song, Why You're Here Looking At Me, right? They walked in with that joint. Mm-hmm. Pharrell walked in and Chad, they walked in and popped that, and by the time they got to maybe number two or three, we was in there like, oh, shit. but it was them on it.
Right.
It was them. Like, damn, I was like, damn, these dudes are fire. We already had some run-ins with them with Total, mm-hmm. and then, you know, they had did the... That was after. Prior to Mace, they had already was on with Total. They had already did the shit with Dr. Dre. So by the time they came to us, these dudes had, like, they were the Hitmen, but just two of them. They had the beats, they had the hooks, they had the instrumentation, and they had a sound that was like, aye, we need that. Thank you. So as an A&R, my ears listening to what the Hitmen don't do.
Right. There we go.
Okay, so whatever we don't do,
adding on,
I'm going to fill in them gaps because there are people that like this type shit. So let's grab that, even though, and then, you know, obviously, once we grab it, then your man Sean hears it and says, oh, I need to be on that.
But Torre, you see what he said?
That's a reoccurring theme with your man Sean.
You see what he said, though, Torre? Like, you know, with this game, right? When something hot drops, the thing with the industry is always to copy that. What he's saying is, we were looking for what we don't do. That's rare.
Right.
That's why they're rare.
That's the error, though.
But that's the respect. That's the respect. And our ears had to receive it the right way. Because I could have said, oh my God, this. I'm only listening for New York. I'm only listening for Philly.
Right.
They came with some shit. I'm like, oh my fucking God, who are you niggas? You know what I'm saying? So
what is a Pharrell?
For us, it only adds on to what we're doing. It was no takeaway. The same way Bone Thug added on to us. Mm-hmm. So as an A&R and as an executive producer, so how I became the executive producer was because I had did so many things prior to 96 that Puff said, yo, I need you to come and work for me and take this over and help run the show. So my roster, and then once we, you know, hear some things, I was the one with Mary J. Blige on the bus on the road when Jamarco, her cousin, played us the Locks demo. Mm. They were called the Warlocks. Mm. And it was just Jada and Sheik. If I recall, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I believe Styles was locked up for a hot second at that moment. And then when he came home, he added on. When I heard them on the bus, on the road, I said, holy fuck, they sounded like Cold Crush meets just a bunch of solo MCs, Kane, G-Rap, mm-hmm. LL, you know, it was just holy shit. And so, boom, now my roster says Biggie, Mace, LOX, and Black Rob was signed before all of them.
Robbie, yo, rest up to Black Rob, Banco Pop.
Bacardi Rob.
We're going to get to Black Rob, too.
By the time we get to 97, yo, Mace is on the board.
Yeah.
He's at the top of our to-do list. And we have a list of things that we need to accomplish. Mace is not the Locks, even though he can be.
Right.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
Mace is not Will Smith, even though he can be.
Mm.
We had to find that happy balance for Murder because Murder will tell you, and y'all heard wow stories. When he came in there, he wanted to spit like LOX, like BR, like Big.
Boy, he did.
But when he walked in, I wanted my daughter to date him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was like,
right.
So wow. It was like, fam. So the one-on-one conversation was about direction. Yeah. He lost. He lost the Benjamins type of beats. He lost those.
Right.
Hold on. He spoke about this, right? He said he would lose a lot of beats while recording this album. Beats that he thought were his.
Benjamin's was never his. I'm just saying to you.
More money, more problems.
More money, more problems. He walked in with the record.
Mm. Right.
And asked Stevie to loop it up for him. Stevie looped it up for him. Puff came in and said, oh, my.
Drop your backwards. Look at Brooklyn. Look at Brooklyn. Look at Brooklyn. Drop your backwards, bro.
To like, my daughters, I love you.
If you... Like, are you really from Brooklyn if when you dance, backwards don't fall out your pocket?
Once we got in the room and he understood the mission, he became the valedictorian. Mm-hmm. So now it's just a matter of picking the beats, concept-wise, and the times we in, because his flows was bananas.
All right. Facts.
Flow-wise, you know the copycats that came later.
Facts, facts.
Be nice. This is a nice family show.
And the one thing about them six dudes, Big, The Locks, Mace, and Rob, mm-hmm. was that there was nothing the same between the six of them.
What a fucking roster.
Woo! The Bulls. You said it's all the Chicago Bulls.
The New York Yankees.
New York Yankees. New York Yankees.
27 championships.
That said, keep it very New York.
Yeah. So Murder had to step up in a way where he wasn't gonna be Big. Mm-hmm. We didn't ask him to be Big. Mm-hmm. Big was Big, there's no other. Murder, you gotta be Mace. We taking the Murder off. We dollar signing you, and you're gonna show them dimples.
You gonna get the money.
And we gonna go get this dimples. Money. But in the same time, with all them records, we gonna let a lot of these people know that if they try to test you.
Right. Right.
Let
the bars is there.
Have it.
Right, right. Yeah, and that's what I said early in the conversation. Like, I think that this album was a great marriage of the street shit that I'm sure he came in wanting to do and the records that needed to be made to continue to do what y'all needed to do. I think you did an incredible job
of
making sure that balance was felt.
Appreciate that.
We were just talking about
That's so five mil, right?
Niggas wanna act back then, right, I think
the
it
album?
Was
Yeah, album, 5 mil? Close to 5 mil.
Yeah, back then it was like 4 something, but shit.
I think it was like 4.8.
Yeah, but streaming and all of that now, like, I still play well. I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to give away what my score is going to be. But tell us about Niggas Wanna Act real quick. This Busta Rhymes chorus, if you have any recollection of how it happened and why it happened in the way it did.
I mean, Busta will tell you, one of his methods was... God bless my nigga Busta, yo. One of his methods of becoming who he became, the iconic Busta Rhymes, was he would just show up. That's our era.
Just busted the room like Kramer.
not busting the room on some disrespectful shit. Call niggas up, yo. Y'all working? What y'all doing? I'ma pull up. But that nigga pulled up every motherfucking way. That's just who he was.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
So
Brooklyn.
When you got him in the room, you abused the privilege.
No doubt.
Yeah, that's great.
And we did.
So why was he under the hook?
Because we wanted you to talk about it 25 years later.
He's smart!
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
He's smart, ladies and gentlemen.
That's slick.
He's a sharp one. This V-Dot. I mean, we're halfway through the album, but when the album does what it does, when it's as successful as it is, when Mace becomes who Mace was destined to be, what's the energy around you at the time as the guy who made it all happen and put it all together?
I'm a very humble dude, man.
Too fucking humble.
Well, yeah,
but
I was
that's
that.
Another day, seriously. Another podcast episode.
In hindsight, I wish I would have said, yo, shout me out. So Mace shouting me out is because not only is I was in the room, but I was working. So when Niggas Wanna Act, Busta comes in. Busta is like, okay, Busta's energy from one is that at the end. So we didn't need that. Murder does his thing. We let it build up.
let it build up because nobody was doing that.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? For sure. So it's just sitting in the room just trying to be bad boy, trying to be ingenious, trying to be ahead of the curve. We studied everything. So for all those guys that thought we were sitting on some island, we listened to everything. Yeah. Loud records, Facts. Duck Down records, Facts. Death Facts. Row records. Right. Rap a lot records, Around the Corner records, whatever it was.
Swab House.
We was in there listening. And the Hitmen, our squad, we was in there wowing. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I went off on a...
No.
You good, bro. You are.
Normally, I like to steer the conversation, but certain times, you just got to let it...
Get busy.
You just got to let it rock.
Let God walk in the room.
Hard to earn.
Before we get back to Mace, though, because I'm took my personal history, right? Like, I'm a student of this thing. According to my memory, the first time I ever heard a Kanye beat was on the Mad Rap album.
Nah. I mean, that's not the first time he was published.
No, I'm saying the first time I heard. The first time I saw Kanye West in a production credits.
Yes, he went to the Angeletti School. Yes.
For sure.
This is 1999.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. No. If you saw the documentary, which I'm sure y'all did, it starts off in 1998, and it starts off in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he's with Mace.
Right.
Okay.
But that wasn't the start.
Well, if you just take a second now that I'm sitting here, you have to ask yourself, well, how did he meet Mace? Just for a second.
Just ponder.
And obviously, in the video, you can tell that wasn't the first time they met, so that was because of me. I actually managed Kanye. I'm sorry, I wasn't even talking to the mic. I actually managed Kanye from 98 to 2000 before Rockefeller. I'm actually the one who introduced him to Rockefeller.
See?
So I
couldn't let that go, man.
So, you know, Hitmen documentary coming soon, by the way.
Hey! Are we filming?
Is this thing on?
Are we filming?
So he had already made his name in Chicago, but nobody knew him here.
Right.
So I put him under the arm and took him around. So he meets Puffy and Mace and Jermaine Dupri and Pete Rock. And he meets all these people. Mm-hmm. He's in the room with them. He's dropping off beats. I meet, God bless her soul, I meet Miss Donda.
Yeah.
She moves him to New York because of me. He wasn't at Rockefeller yet. You remember, he was still trying to get their attention.
Right, absolutely.
He was in Jersey then, right?
Are we listening? Do I got to preach?
They're talking crazy in the back of the room.
If you're a Kanye fan, he said that he was in the room with Jay-Z one time, and he was afraid to give Jay-Z direction.
Mm.
Right.
Now, when he came into the room with D-Dot, he saw how that went. How the producer at them days would take control of the room. I'm the one who was getting the calls. So if an artist wants a beat from Derek Angeletti, I don't have to call Bonsu. I don't have to call Ture. I can pick up my hands and get on the drums.
How about it?
Oh, shit.
How about it?
I can get my niggas to boom, 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 boom. That, 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 that.
How about it?
But
compose.
Because I was set up a certain way, I decided to set my niggas up a certain way.
Mm.
So if I'm getting a call from, let's just say, Jermaine Dupri, I might say, hey, Kanye, you got something for him? The call is my money. Have we started that? Have we got that down? That call is whose money?
That's your money.
Whose money is that?
Right. Derek's
money. So then
money.
I decided to share my money.
Break bread.
And then we're going to co-produce the record. You're going to get your money. I'm going to get my money. You're going to get your credits. I'm going to get my credits. That co-ghost production.
Clear this shit up.
Was disrespectful. The call is for Derek Angeletti's magic. I included you in on my magic show.
The magic show.
We're gonna cut this bitch's head off together.
Yeah.
Man. Exorcism.
Am I clear?
Very. Crystal.
So understand the Derek Angeletti role in a lot of things that you don't necessarily hear because of the humility.
A humble giant, thank ladies you. And gentlemen.
But when I get in front of the camera,
let it rock.
The story will be told. It will be told adequately. It will be told eloquently. But it also will be told truthfully.
There we go. Yeah. Let's go.
Y'all make some noise for D-Dot, goddammit. This is hard to earn. We don't play no games. Let's talk about it. B, feels so good.
It does.
It does? It feels so good. It is aptly titled.
It does. It really does.
Can we get the conversation down, y'all? We just want to finish up the album. Thank you. Feel So Good is a very appropriately titled joint.
Absolutely. I mean, it does feel good. I feel like this song was the act. If there was a single for the soundtrack to the Shiny Era,
yeah,
this was it.
It's the poster child.
Yeah, this was very much it. It was especially because of the video, right?
Right.
It's glossy. It's glitzy.
It's Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't get any glitzier than Vegas, right?
Right.
But also, again, like it gives us everything that we loved about Mace, right? And the Mace era, like you've got Puff taking the classic, you know, sample, imbuing into this record. Mace is still not taking any bars off.
Nah, he's going.
He's having fun. He's smiling. It's not dark. You know
what I'm saying? He's dancing.
You know what I'm saying? Over up under the lights. You know what I mean?
Right.
Has the shiny suits, all of that. So this is like we say, right? This would be in the Mace Museum.
For sure. It's definitely in the Mace Museum. We love the sample. We love Hollywood swinging already. You cannot sit still when this record is on.
You can't.
Like, you can't. You got to move. You saw the movement.
Mainly your shoulders, because it's Harlem.
You got to give them shoulders. You know? And
mainly
like
your
you
shoulders, because Harlem.
There's no bars taking off either. Yeah. Like, Mace is spitting. He's spitting on the joint. One time you had it all. I ain't mad at y'all. And then give me the catalog. I'll show you how Daddy bought.
What's your favorite?
One of the lines I thought was most witty was simple, but very, very witty.
Okay.
I'm the reason they made the dress code.
Ooh, go ahead.
They figured I wouldn't wild when I'm in my fresh clothes.
Ooh, break it down, Tol. Why is that line fire? Break it down.
It's just so simple. Like, also, during this era in the club, right? Club era, there was a dress codes. Right. I mean, there's still dress codes at certain events, but there was a dress code. Yo, you can't get in with a hat. You can't get in with Tim's.
Yeah.
You gotta wear, you know, you can't wear athletic wear and shit like that.
Right.
Mace says, I'm the reason they made the dress code. They figure I wouldn't wow, because you know what happened at a lot of hip hop events and shit.
Yep.
People will wow out a little bit sometimes.
The dudes dressed like the Shook Ones video?
Right.
Gonna fuck
the
party.
They might hit you with that Hennessy
bottle. Exactly.
What did you give Feel So Good?
I gave Feel So Good a...
You know, you ain't got to scroll, nigga.
I want to make sure.
He's scrolling for theatrics. He's scrolling for the camera. You know what you gave it.
I smoke a lot, so you know I want to make sure I'm accurate. I gave it 8.5.
8.5. Yeah. Wow. Why would we take a point and a half off?
Because, I mean,
she's an Aquarius.
Wait. Is that what you said?
Now let's get through the episode. Come on.
I took 8. Well, because this is not one of. I don't think it's not my favorite May song. Number one. And again, when you sample, like that's great, right? There's definitely art in sampling.
Uh-huh.
But when you take those big, you know, big huge hit samples, it does take away from the original production. The Pete Rocks and the Q-Tips, you know the Nasheems, the D-Dots, like with the shit that the D-Dot was talking about.
Right.
Taking that big, you know, a big Diana Ross sample or a big, you know.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
The Franklin sample, whatever that may be, it's a little easier than it is creating an entire beat from scratch. So there's points deducted from that.
I mean,
that's where I come from.
I do feel that, but also, like, if everybody could just loop up Diana Ross and make a hit, you know, a lot of people would do it. I gave Feel So Good a 9. It's definitely in the Mace Museum. It's a great record. The hook in 2022, you know what I'm saying?
That too.
It loses a little bit, but it's still a great record.
But when you hear this hook today, it's a part of our soundtrack.
I still dance immediately. Yeah, exactly. Immediately.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah. Can we proceed? Let's get to this What You Want featuring Total. Another single off the Harlem World album.
Big single.
Big tune. A little bit for the ladies.
Big single.
Shout out to Total, man. One time for Kima, Keisha, and Pam. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to Omar Epps, You won, bro.
You won, bro. You won.
Classic formula.
Kanan's father won.
Yeah. Officer Howard.
Officer Howard.
I got classic formula, pardon the term, very much chick record, radio-friendly sample, R&B hook, and relationship verse, relationship talk throughout the verses. You can't lose with this formula in that era. The sample feels good. Mace is milky on this shit. Ooh, Total sounds incredible.
Pam's voice was so special, man.
Oh, yeah. So unique, man. Yeah, so unique. Yeah. I mean, I say this shit, and I don't want to be like the old dude all the time, but like the unique factor is what I miss the most about where music is right now. So much shit feels and sounds the same. You could listen to a bunch of shit and not know the artist changed or the song changed, but when you heard Total, it sounds totally different from when you heard SWV. Absolutely. That sound totally different from Jade. That sound different than
Escape.
In Vogue.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Everyone was unique and shit. But back to your point, man. Pam's tone was amazing on the record. It's just a fucking beautiful record.
It's a great record. You know, it was his. I think this was his. Was this the third? No, the second single.
Second single.
I remember the video. Total looked amazing in his video. Actually, amazing.
Per use.
Yeah, he looked amazing in his video. And again, you know, that's the thing about Mace, right? It's like you can hate him all you want, but he didn't really take any bars off this record either. He's super laid back. He's killing it. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's telling Shorty, you know what I mean? Like, he's trying to meet her. He's still a piece of shit, but, like, you know, he's compromising with her. Like, you know, like, you're my favorite, though.
I'm going to ask who smashed the E-Class. Yeah, if you pull up to the crib with the E-Class smash, I want to know what happened. What do you mean I ain't going to ask who smashed the E-Class?
We also might be over at that. You know what I mean? Like,
I suppose. Anything else you want to say before we get to the rating?
I just think this is one of those Mace songs that's in the Mace Museum, man. Big tune, man.
I gave it a 9.
You gave it a 9?
Yes.
Gave it 8.5.
8.5?
Yeah.
I told y'all at some point y'all was going to fuck with me. I told y'all, right? I be knowing shit. Yeah, man. Feel So Good is definitely on the first floor of the Mace Museum and definitely at a 9.
That's such an Aquarius.
As we continue on
I got Mace songs I love more than this. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They're also really great skits on this album as well, man. The skits.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, Tor. I actually think the term Becky for white women came from this album.
What's up, Becky? Yo, he said it with a capital B.
Becky. Are you in Harlem right now?
Where are you in Harlem right now?
With Apollo? Apollo?
Not my favorite one. You know my favorite skit.
Which one?
Wait, so in the former life, I was a dirtbag. The fucking Call Waiting skit. I was like, why is he blowing up the spot?
We didn't get to that yet.
I know, but we're talking about the skits.
Okay, all right.
Yo. When he clicks over and says, who the fuck is Arion?
He starts the video with that.
It's amazing.
No, the video for this song starts with that skit.
You was talking to your mother.
Yo, I got to go swim with my brother. I'm sorry, Lisa.
He was lying. He was like, yeah, because I got
to
go.
He lied to the girl.
Wait, let me get my shit off. Okay, he was like, yeah, because I got to go do something with my brother or something.
My brother or something.
You sound like you're lying. Also, there's that, and then also my other favorite line is, I'm going to be in front of that building.
That was classic, though. That's back in the days, though.
That's where I would meet the man.
That's where you meet him, in front of the building. Yeah, you don't take the elevator to go pick her up. She meets you in front of the building.
You meet
Brownstone,
in front of the building.
Brownstone, the tenement, yeah, you know?
I was going to various projects risking my life.
Man, let's not even talk about that.
Meeting them in front of the building.
Don't tell my mother.
Let's get to Cheat On You, featuring 112,
Woo!
Cesar Leo,
Woo!
And Jigga Man.
All-star cast.
Jay-Z.
You say bad.
Go through it. Go through it.
I mean, I don't love this song.
You don't love this song.
I don't love this song. Mainly because of the production. I thought it's because this album gives so much beat wise. This song does not. It's just a weird mix up. Like, you know, I mean, the topic is original, but then you got like 112 on it. Like, why wouldn't he cheat on you? Like, why are we talking about this? Like, you're saying every girl, if you meet a girl who has a man, you take her, she's automatically gonna cheat on you. I get it. In the grand scheme of things, macro level, it's a possibility, right?
Yeah, but like, you lose them, how you got them? We know that.
Right, but it's not a science though, right? So again, but also, mainly, right, speaking about the song, he gets outshined on his song. Like you're talking about the Lil' Kim record, right?
Right.
He gets outshined on this record. Lil' C's has a better verse than Mace on the song.
C sounds great.
Right, he C also didn't write it.
Shout out, brother.
He also didn't write it, so that's that, right?
Yeah. C sounds great.
And then, Ho, who's your rival in 97, busts your ass on your record.
Yo, so my question is, why is Jay-Z on this record?
I said that at the beginning of the episode. Why on the tape? I said that at the beginning of the episode.
Why is Jay on? Well, it's in my notes, and it's before you said that. Yeah. So, because Volume 1 drops a week after this. Yeah. I went back and did the Google.
But also, Jay-Z been murdering 97 the whole summer, though.
Of course, right? So, yeah. But Jay-Z is
who you with?
Going into his second album, and it drops a week after this. And obviously, there's some rivalry there. Why does Jay-Z, and this is really a Jay-Z, why does Jay-Z decide to be on this album?
Because Jay-Z is a smart businessman. And he knew that Biggie's gone, Bad Boy's the hottest label on the planet, and the number one artist on Bad Boy is Mace. So I should be on that album.
He wasn't hotter than Mace, though.
He definitely wasn't. And at that point, he absolutely was not. Absolutely not.
But he was better. And everybody knew that. Okay.
Better, hotter, two totally different things. Let me just go through my notes real quick. What did you give... Cheat on You?
Oh my God, this is crazy. Are we finished reviewing?
We have to be finished reviewing it because y'all want to fucking go off on tangents. Where'd you get a record?
He said a 30. It's very funny. 7.5.
7.5. I gave it an 8.
Gave it an 8?
Yeah, 8.
Okay.
Solid joint. Jay-Z.
What didn't you love about it?
What didn't I love about it? It was just a cool joint. It was a cool joint. I mean, there were better. I think there were more standout tracks on the project. It's the Mace album, but Mace gets outshined on the song, which, you know, you got to deduct points from that. And it's just it's kind of an odd song. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got into the subject matter. I understood it, but it's just weird to me.
It's a weird record.
The features on it. You know what I'm saying? With C's and Hove. But yeah, Hove went crazy on that. He was a very, very bad influence on my life.
He said, by morning, I turned into Shirley Murdoch.
I hope
the door slam locks.
That, yo, fam.
Are you crazy?
I told you I learned so many of my treacherous ways.
Oh, what?
And still, I'm not a billionaire. It's fucking bullshit.
This is crazy, bro.
24 hours to live.
I don't think they get the Shirley Murdoch, bro. It's crazy, man.
No, he said we could lay for the night, but in the morning, I get Shirley Murdoch. I hope your door slam locks. I'm gone.
Shirley Murdoch,
as we lay.
Look it up. It's a great record. Anyway.
Cheating. It's a cheating record,
cheating,
too.
Yeah, cheating.
We got a couple more, and this is a special one, and I definitely want y'all to tap in on this portion of the conversation.
Ooh. Can we please play this?
We can definitely play this. I want to say rest in power to DMX. Make some noise. I want to say rest in power to Black Rob, Banco Pop, Robbie O. We got The Lox.
Ooh.
We got Black Rob.
Ooh.
And we got the late, great DMX as Ooh. Well.
Everybody does their thing.
Wait, but before we even get into the fact that everybody kills it, what a dope concept rap about.
You know who gave them this concept, right?
Who's that?
Biz Markie gave this idea to Bass.
Talk that shit. This is why this is hard to earn. You're going to learn you something tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know.
Damn, rest up to Biz Markie, too.
I mean, so Mace sees Biz Markie in Harlem one day. And of course, stands out, right? Because, you know, you're seeing Biz Markie for the first time. He goes up to him and starts doing the dances. You, right?
One thing about Mace, that nigga gonna dance, yo.
But Biz Markie, who's usually, you know, he can be a bit of a goof. He's like, he starts getting serious. Like, no, like, I love your ability. I love your talent. You know, it would be crazy if you got some more topical. So he's like, so Mace is like, what kind of topics do you think about? He's like, imagine if you made a song called 24 Hours to Live.
Crazy.
And he took that to heart, went back to the studio, came.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up,
crispy crinkle cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret cane sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
With the hook, Puff heard it and was like, oh, I'm going to be on this.
So like every other song, basically.
Right, but he only had like one, he had like one long verse and he couldn't come up with a second verse. And he's like, this is such a great concept. I need to make it bigger. How can I make it bigger? And boy, oh boy.
Big, big, big. Always love this record. Always love the concept.
Amazing.
Because for me, it gets you to thinking.
Absolutely right.
It made like, what the fuck?
The hook is perfect.
If you had 24 hours to live, just think. Where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, they like that. Look at that.
And you know what the question is, B.
Ooh. There's a couple questions, but...
Who takes the cake? Who takes the gold medal?
I knew you were going to ask this shit.
I'm going to ask the room, too. 24 hours to live. Who, I mean, you got some of the best rappers in the game at that point, and still...
Torre.
I see some... What?
Allow me to answer this with a bit of a skirt on, okay?
Okay.
I have a favorite verse, and I think what the best verse is.
I like that.
My favorite verse is Styles' verse. The best verse is DMX, though.
And once again, we agree. On both accords. On both accords. Yes.
All right, so what I love about Styles' verse, right, because again, you know, Jada does this to us. He woos us with the hook, with the flow. He comes in with the Nantucket and fucking like all of that, right? But when you listen to Styles' verse, Styles not only talking that, like he gives you the visual, he's telling you what he's gonna do with his mom, his school, but he always gives you street wisdom, which I love about Styles.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. But that boy, Dark Man X.
I mean, X's voice, his
that
energy.
That boy, Dark Man X.
His urgency. Like, because of the song.
He says goodbye to his mother fast. Tell her I love her. It's a quick hug.
There's urgency. The thing about it, right, and that's a good point, because the concept is you have 24 hours. That's not a lot of fucking time. His urgency on the record, he's getting through this shit. I'm gonna take a lot of lives, but I cherish every breath. Like, he running through this shit. You know what I'm saying? Tell my mother, I love her. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's urgent because the fucking clock is ticking. He sounds amazing. Yeah, definitely took the cake for me. Definitely had the best verse on the joint. Do y'all agree? Does the room agree?
Say hello to my little friend.
All right. Unfortunately.
You got to rank it, though. What did you give
it?
Oh,
what did I rank it?
What did you give it?
There's only one number that consists of two numbers that you could give it.
Fuck.
There's no fuck. It's a fucking 10. It's a 10.
Yo, why are you making me be the bad guy? Why are
you making me be the bad guy? I'm not making you do anything.
Huh?
What did you give it? If not a 10, 11?
I gave it a 9.5, man.
All right, man. Ladies and gentlemen, get your coats.
Hold up, man. Why? I don't think this is shit that go home.
How you kicking about this
it's
old shit?
It's my crib. How you gonna kick me out? It's...
What do you take the half a point off for?
Because, bro.
Yeah. No.
All right. You trying to tell me that Sheik's verse is perfect?
Sheik sounds great on this.
That's not what I asked you.
I love Sheik's verse.
That's not what I asked you.
I love Sheik's verse.
Not what I asked you. Never asked you if you love Sheik's verse. I said, is Sheik's verse perfect?
I mean, perfect is relative.
Is
sir.
It yes or no, Torre? Is it?
I gave the song a 10.
It's
so
harder.
Obviously,
so
you know
think?
How
so you said so yes then? You
think, yeah.
You think
I fuck every verse.
Sheik's verse is perfect.
Yeah.
Everybody. Okay. Cool. Well, that's when we disagree. I don't think Sheik's verse is perfect. Just because something is really good does not mean it's perfect, man. I mean, 9.5 is a great score. Sorry. Am I? You put this song next to Band for TV. How's it
you put it, if you put it against Band for TV, then I'm going to, and I know we're in Harlem, then I'm going to argue a Cam's verse.
What?
I'm going to argue Cam's verse if we put it against.
So is Band for TV perfect?
It's a great record. Would I give it a 10? I gotta listen to it.
You gotta listen to Band for TV?
Yeah, because we're on camera and this is a very critical thing. And there it is.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
Hey, thank you.
Shut the fuck up.
You proved my point. Thank you very much. Okay.
Nah, okay. It's a 10. I don't know why you took a half point off, but whatever. As we proceed, anyway. Let's go, B.
I need to be. This is a very, very uncomfortable record to listen to now. I need to be. I mean, it starts off with statutory rape.
Yo, that's the first thing I got, and I wrote that shit in all caps.
It starts statutory rape. It's
she was not 17. Son.
I mean, you're talking. He followed her to school. That's not cool.
That's stalking.
That's not cool.
We call that stalking.
That's not. He has sex with an underage girl and then follows her to school to find out she's underage. That's all wrong.
Yeah, you should have went about that day in reverse.
Calls his man, who told her that she's of age, and his response is she had the ID.
She was not 19, son.
This is four Torre, we were talking about we love getting back to three-verse songs. This is a four-verse song.
Yo, and it's bad.
That's consistently inappropriate.
Very much so. Wait, look, I got statutory rape. I got peer pressure. But I asked the question, what was Mace going through on this song? Like, what?
Because you put four verses on this, which means you got caught up.
What was he going through?
And hold up, in the third verse... Not only is she holding out on you, right? She's holding out her virginity on you, right? Which is crazy. Your friends are putting pressure on you to have sex with her, right? And that's some PTSD on my end. But like, you're putting pressure, right? But then at the end of the third verse, you find out that you eat her out. So now I'm like, oh, she's ahead of the game now. She's not as innocent as you make it out to be.
That record is going crazy.
This song is crazy. This song is insane.
Wait. The craziest part is that this is such a poor usage of a Monifa feature.
And Chucky Thompson production.
Rest in peace to Chuck Life, man. I love all of the elements of this song.
I know. On paper.
Yeah.
It just didn't
quite curl.
This is so bad.
It didn't age well at all either. And we love everybody. And of course, we got to be honest here because this is hard to earn. But yeah, that was a hard listen in 2020.
So hard. This song is hard to listen to.
It's a hard listen. Yeah. I gave it a 7. I gave it a 7.5.
I gave it a 7.
You gave it a 7? I gave it a 7.5.
7.5 is generous for rape.
I'm Reezy DeGeneres. You bring it down. It's a little high. It's a little high for statutory. I apologize. It's a 7. Now you know
hold
what?
Hold up. Hold up.
I'm gonna keep it a stat. I'm gonna keep
hold
it a
up.
Stat. I'm gonna tell you what the other half came from.
Nowadays.
Wait. Let me talk my shit. Yo, 97 Monifa was so fucking fine. Half a point.
She was
half
also point. She was also legal.
Half a point.
Nowadays, you gotta know a bitch's age.
Every day, all days.
Because they ass is real fat when they going through that phase. You mean puberty, sir? You mean puberty? Is that what you mean?
So you're saying the Rob feature would have been more appropriate?
Moving on.
Exactly.
Moving on.
All right, One to Hurt Mace. Let's go. We got one and a half more songs to get.
Yeah, definitely one and a half.
One to Hurt Mace. So I said that these last two songs, with this and Jealous Guys coming after this, pause, is like Mace really speaking through the drama that he's dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
He's had success. We already know that. You know, like I said, we spoke about the money. We spoke about the flossing and shit. Coming off the No Way Out. You know, he's really dealing with the ramifications and the elements that come along with success.
Right.
And it almost speaks to, obviously, what we know the story turns out to be. He leaves the game, you know, right at the release of his second album. He finds God. He kind of gets out of it because shit got real.
Yeah.
Shit got real.
Shit got spiritual, yeah.
Shit got real. What notes do you have on this?
I mean, I don't like this song. I don't understand why it's on the album. I felt like it sounds like it's one of his original recordings.
Okay.
It sounds very like, it sounds Rocky Mace, sounds like Demo Mace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, still well written, but like, even his delivery is not as like, it's not flawless like a Feel So Good.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like, you know, the Total record. Like, it's. You said what?
You said paranoid. You said it was paranoid.
Paranoid? Yeah, I mean, I don't even get that. I don't believe this record. I feel like this record was written to be something. I don't really feel like he felt it, honestly, like that. Like, and that's where it comes off. So maybe it was real and he wrote it really early.
Hold on, we got one more. We're getting through it.
Hold
we
up,
almost,
y'all.
We almost done.
So maybe he wrote this very early on in the recording phase. So like, you know, you took like, so it's like the execution was a little rocky. Maybe that's it. Because if it really sounds like early, it sounds like demo early Mace, honestly. You know, Yeah, I mean, even freestylers. I mean, I don't even
know.
This was a
flex freestyle.
Oh, this
we
was
heard
a flex
it.
Freestyle?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And that's what I have in my notes. This is another one of the joints that, and it was, I don't remember what beat it went over.
It's
gold.
It's three verses.
So you remember that classic Benjamin's Bad Boy session that happened up there? No. Who else went over to Benjamin's? They went over something different. But anyway, yeah, Mace went over to Benjamin's the first time I heard this verse. And so it was, in my mind, it was married to that beat and it sounded a lot better delivery-wise.
Right.
Yeah, man, this is, you know, he's talking about the pitfalls of fame and we heard this shit before, but it just, yeah, it's not one of my favorite joints. Would you rate it?
Seven and a half.
You gave it a 7.5?
Yeah.
So it's on a, oh no, you gave it a half a point higher than it needs to be. I only gave it an 8 because I gave...
Need to be is statutory rape.
Sorry. I gave need to be... a 7.5. So by virtue of that, I had to give this at least an 8.
Thank you.
I had to give it an 8 because
you graded the other song wrong.
That's yeah. So I'm gonna drop. Need to be
okay,
down to
okay,
a 7.
Okay. Okay. There we go.
And I'm gonna drop this down to a 7.5.
The rape wasn't enough. This song did it. Okay.
Relax,
all right.
Bro.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
Jesus.
Last song on the project. I didn't rate it. It's Jealous Guy.
You can't rate this song.
You can't rate this song.
It's a new edition remake.
No, I wouldn't call it a remake. It's a something. It's a new edition something.
It's an ode to new edition.
I wouldn't call it an ode. A lot of people fucked with Jealous Guys.
This song comes from Biggs Player.
Right.
Player Hater. Like when he did Player Hater on Life After Death a few months ago, and then they decided to do this again at the end of Mace's album. So I mean,
people,
you know,
be playing it though. Like you're never supposed to play it in real life.
None of my niggas played this, but you know, I mean.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for yourselves for coming
appreciate
out.
Appreciate y'all.
On a Thursday at midnight at
Harlem.
At midnight, 20 when the clock strikes midnight and it's what's 28th. It is the that Rihanna's dropping, but that's not what we're talking about. It is actually
next episode.
It is the 25th anniversary at midnight of the Mace album. So you were here celebrating 25 years later.
Yes.
Make some noise for yourselves.
Yes.
Thank you for coming out. Make some noise for Derek Angeletti as well. Make some noise for D-Dot, y'all.
To earn.
You gotta earn it. Damn right.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.